Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the War Room. I want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us. We do need your support now more than ever. And again, I just can't say it enough that, again, just responding to people on X, and people are just saying, you know, better get that resume ready. InfoWars is going down. And it's like, yeah, we are, but it's not our fault. It's fine. It's like, well, we're actually going to be bigger at the end of this. I'm actually very much looking forward to getting out from under the bankruptcy lawsuits. But they live in a fake world where approval can be manufactured, where popularity is a matter of algorithm manipulation. And that's not the world that we live in. It's not the real world. It would be a completely different story if we just weren't getting the views, weren't getting the income. Nobody was going to thealexjonesstore.com, and we just sort of, gosh, the money's not coming in. We're going to have to cut some people and really got to figure out what to do to juice up some attention here, get the numbers back. This has never been an issue, never been a problem. We've sat here and watched as just gigantic towers of media, like long-lasting media organizations, just crumble all around us. They've got Vice News might be the best example, right? Vice, which was so promising not too long ago, being routinely injected with $400 million, being given access to every system you could possibly imagine, having their videos forced down your throat by the mainstream media, by the big tech companies, by television stations, like they were running channel, and they had everything on their side. And they just fail. They just outright fail. Meanwhile, we get no money from anybody except for you, and we continue to strive. I know I say it a lot. You've probably heard it a lot, but it's really amazing. It's really an amazing thing that we got going on here. And the amazing thing is, like, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about it. It just doesn't. It matters what you think about it, but we have literally come up with a way to just circumvent all of these control systems, which is why they're freaking out, because those control systems aren't working anymore. I said it when I read Trump's post yesterday, when he's like, hey, they were kicked off TV. They're supposed to not exist anymore. Like, that's the mindset from back when TV mattered. Was like, oh, you want to destroy somebody? You cut them off, and they basically are gone. Like, basically, just nobody hears from them. Nobody knows who they are. That's just not the case anymore. We've circumvented it. We've overcome that. We have disabled that weapon system. They can press the trigger all they want. It ain't firing. We're not getting hurt. So again, I don't know how to convey enough to you just like what it feels like, knowing that you're the only people I have to please. It's really awesome. And assuming and trusting that, like, the only way I can possibly please the audience is just by telling you the truth. So, again, it's just like everything incentivizing me is just like, just tell the truth, just be honest, just express to the people who think like you either, you know, what they need to know that they might not know, or just be a voice for them. And again, I think that's an important thing that we do as well, because, and I've experienced in my own life where, like, you'll be in a room with a bunch of people and somebody will say something and half the room disagrees, but nobody speaks up until one person does, until one person goes, I don't think that's true. And then four or five other people will immediately go, yeah, I was also thinking that that wasn't true. That's just how the human mind works. It's how we evolved to be. It's how God made us. Like, we're just sort of scared of being the only one to step out in the open naturally. So you just need one person to step out and then other people come along. It's why political endorsements are such an important thing. I think I like this guy, but I don't know. And then you see somebody that you really like endorse him, and you go, okay, cool. I did think that was the right guy. I was pretty sure, but now I know for sure. That's the way it works. So, again, it's just like this is the secret, I guess, to our success. Just give the people what they want. By the way, we're still coming out with all sorts of new products. Ultimate Chill, Ultimate Energy are two new products that just launched, sort of combination, but you don't take them together. But, you know, for the morning, you can take the energy, and at night, you take the Ultimate Chill. The Ultimate Chill is a powerful daily formula with ashwagandha and L-theanine designed to help you stay calm, balanced, and focused. You can subscribe today for under $17 a month, and you're locked in for life at that price. But that price will only be valid for the first 1,000 purchases. So the first 1,000 customers get that special locked-in subscription price of under $17. Ultimate Energy is also a high-performance formula with natural caffeine and L-theanine designed to give you clean energy, sharper focus, and mental stamina without the crash. That also can be subscribed to today for $16.99. You lock it in for life at that price, again, only for the first 1,000 people. So if you want to take Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy and get that special subscription offer, you've got to go now, because the first 1,000 people will get that offer and the rest will have to pay full price, which is still extremely affordable and well worth it with this quality of product. But if you want that special deal, you got to go now to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. And with that, we'll go out to some videos. Let's go to clip 23 here. This is Scott Ritter on with the great Mike Adams, talking about the reality of the Iran war and Trump's role in it. Let's watch.
But here we stand at the verge of this clearly sabotaged so-called, you know, ceasefire deal. Israel refuses to take part in anything that would lead to peace. And Trump seems to, in my opinion, he's getting owned by Iran. But what is your take of where we are right now? As we record this on a Thursday, what is it, April 8th or 9th, something like that? What's your take?
My take is that we have lost a war we should never have been involved in. There is no reason, no justification, no, you know, cognizable, you know, legal foundation of what we've done with Iran against Iran. It's an illegal war of aggression. And I always start this way because, you know, I'm an American. I love my country, but my country is a constitutional republic, which means I must adhere to the Constitution. That is the thing that makes me who I am and we who we are. If you don't adhere to the Constitution, you're not an American. You may live in the United States. You may call yourself an American, but with all due respect, you're not an American. The only thing that makes you an American is your adherence to the Constitution, your loyalty to the Constitution, because that's what defines our nation. And so when I start off by talking about an illegal war of aggression, I just want to remind people that that concept came from Judge Jackson, who was later a Supreme Court justice, but was the lead prosecutor at the Nuremberg war crime trials at the end of the Second World War that put Nazi leaders on trial. And he said the greatest war crime of them all is the war of aggression, because from that, all other crimes are committed. The United States went to war against Iraq without any legal justification. People can come at me and say, but I don't care. I don't want to hear a but. That's not how it works under the rule of law.
Losing a war we shouldn't have been in. In other words, we went to war for Israel and lost because of Israel. They're doing fine. And again, just going through the headlines, Israel continues to strike Lebanon after Trump asked Netanyahu to stop, and actually got the confirmation from Netanyahu that he would stop. That, of course, was a lie. U.S.-Iran ceasefire under strain as strikes in Lebanon continue ahead of talks. United States' shaky ceasefire with Iran is under intense pressure ahead of the scheduled diplomatic talks in Islamabad, as shipping remains effectively blocked through the Strait of Hormuz, and Israel and Hezbollah continue to trade strikes. President Donald Trump accused Iran of doing a very poor job, dishonorable, some people would say, of allowing oil through the Strait of Hormuz. Again, just impotently raging with a complete lack of ability to do anything about it. Strait of Hormuz remains closed, all but closed. Trump demands Iran stop tolls. Michigan's like, why don't you make them? Aren't you at war? What are we doing here? It really goes to show you that, like, at a certain point, you got to just stop talking. You got to stop talking with these people. The more you talk, the more you try to deal with them, the more you try to make allowances for, you know, their concerns, it never turns out well. The lesson I'm learning from the Iran war is, like, screw it, just attack them. Just attack them. They lose. We are losing. America is losing. Because Iran just won't fold. Just won't give in. Won't make a deal. And that's the way it works. And that's the way the world is. You can make all the threats you want. If you don't have the ability to carry them out, what are you going to do? Which, of course, is also the lesson of Hezbollah. It's why they hate Hezbollah. It's why they've tried to, you know, always try to hide Hezbollah. Now we're hearing a lot more about it. But for years, like, you barely ever heard about Hezbollah, except sometimes they'd, like, drop it in. And I was always telling you, like, that's the real concern for Israel. Because they can work with governments. They can work with negotiators. They can run circles around anybody actually taking them at their word and trying to, in good faith, make a deal with them. The thing they can't contend with is being bombed. That's it. Do you think Trump is realizing this? There's just nothing you can do. He yells at them to open the strait. They just say no. He's yelling to them to stop taking tolls. They're just like, screw you. There's nothing he can do. Just talk about overplaying your hand. I mean, it's just crazy. And so, according to Iran, the Speaker of Iran's parliament, he said there's no talks without a Lebanon ceasefire. So right now, as it stands, America is desperate for a ceasefire with Iran. Israel is preventing that by bombing Lebanon. America agreed to the ceasefire on the condition that it extended to Lebanon, but is unwilling or incapable of restraining Israel and stopping them from bombing Lebanon. So, sounds like we got to, like, break from Israel. Sounds like we got to either restrain them, or if we can't, just separate from them and go, all right, Iran, we're making a deal with you, and Israel is on its own. We could do that. Why couldn't we do that? Because Netanyahu's got a video of Donald Trump with a child on his phone? I don't know. Maybe. It's like kind of one of the only things that would make sense in all of this, because nothing else does. Vance warns Iran not to, quote unquote, play with the U.S. as he heads for negotiations. Which, again, it's like, does this sound tough to them? Iran is the one holding the cards here. Iran is the one at this point adhering to the ceasefire despite Israel breaking it continuously. Again, I don't even understand Iran. If I was Iran, I wouldn't be in these talks. How are you going to trust them? They're going to kill you. Or they're going to kill Vance. I think it was Russia put out a warning, basically saying that they think Israel's going to kill Vance and try to blame it on Iran. Because Vance doesn't want the war, has never wanted the war, supposedly, reportedly. And it's him and Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, who, of course, were the architects of the current war, or the diplomatic deceit that got us into the current war. So again, Mohammad Bajer Khalibaf, the Speaker of the Iran Parliament, said Friday there will be no negotiations with the U.S. without a ceasefire in Lebanon and a release of blocked Iranian assets. He wrote on the platform X that two measures mutually agreed upon between the parties have yet to be implemented. These two matters must be fulfilled before negotiations begin, he wrote. A fragile ceasefire was implemented Tuesday between the U.S. and Iran, pausing military action that started when the U.S. and Israel carried out a joint attack on February 28th. Iran then shut down the Strait of Hormuz and retaliated against Persian Gulf allies. Both the U.S. and Iran have accused the other of not adhering to the ceasefire deal. The Trump administration dismissed Iran's claims that the deal applied to Lebanon, where Israel has carried out a barrage of attacks in its war on Hezbollah. But again, this is another thing where it's like, this is not a discussion. It's not up for debate. You don't have to wonder go watch the show when this was announced. The first person to announce it was the prime minister, who explicitly in his announcement said it included Lebanon. And has gone on the record since saying Donald Trump personally said that this would be inclusive of Lebanon, the ceasefire. Now, whether that's because he thought he could get Israel to go along with it or because he was just lying and desperate for a way out of his self-imposed ultimatum, I don't know. But again, it's not like, oh, they're both accusing each other of breaking the ceasefire. Like, no, American Israel broke the ceasefire. It's not a debate. Crazy. It's just crazy how things are portrayed, as if we don't have a memory. As if we can't remember Tuesday of this week when this happened. What are we talking about? Which is why I went over the timeline this week, going back and watching video of Trump saying things like, no, Israel didn't force us into this. No, I forced Israel. And it's like, but we have the revelations of what was going on behind the scenes. That was just a lie. It was just blatantly lying. You don't think the enemies are seeing that too? You don't think Iran is sitting there watching J.D. Vance make these statements and just rolling their eyes? Like, it's pathetic. It is pathetic what has become of America. Just all the lying, all the scheming, all the deceit, all the manipulation, all the underhandedness. This is not how America is supposed to be governed, and it never was until very recently. They previously accused U.S. of violating three clauses of Iran's 10-point proposal. Even that, it's like they agree to the proposal, and the next day they're just like, what proposal? 10 points? We don't know. We have three lists. All of them have 10 points. And it's just like, what are we doing? Our foreign policy or our government as a whole right now is the classic meme of, ha-ha, gotcha, I was just pretending to be retarded. A good one. Oh, you were trolling, were you? It's basically what's happening is like, you agree to a 10-point plan, knowing full well later you're going to pretend to be ignorant of it. And when it's brought up, she'd be like, 10-point plan? What? There's lots of plans. I don't know if we have the right one. It's like, you really think you're fooling anybody? The other two include a drone that violated Iranian airspace and attempted to prevent Iran from enriching, and an attempt to prevent Iran from enriching uranium. Now, the, quote, very workable basis on which to negotiate has been openly and clearly violated even before the negotiations began, Khalibaf said on Wednesday on X. Yeah, dude, I don't know what to tell you. You're dealing with the Israelis and their agents in America. So, no, they're not going to stick to a ceasefire. No, they're not going to adhere to the things that they sign. No, you cannot trust them. No, you should not meet with them. They will kill you. I would think you would know that by now. Trump vows complete decimation in ceasefire warning to Iran. I bet they're shaking in their boots. Trump has threatened to use one of the best weapons ever made against Iran if talks in Pakistan fail this weekend. We're loading up the ships with the best ammunition, the best weapons ever made. Human beings. You know what the best weapon ever made is? An American soldier, folks. That's what we'll be throwing against the iron wall of Iranian infantry defense. Bet they're scared. Bet they're shaking in their boots. Donald Trump's two-week U.S.-Iran ceasefire is in a precarious position because of Israel's strikes on Hezbollah and disagreements over whether Lebanon is included in the truce. My God. Iranian parliament speaker says no talks until Lebanon ceasefire and assets released. And now they're trying to do this thing where they are having like a separate ceasefire talk with Lebanon. And they're apparently in communication with the Lebanese government to try to get ceasefire talks. But Lebanese government's not who they're fighting. They're fighting Hezbollah. And the Lebanese army has no leverage on Hezbollah. So the whole thing is a ridiculous charade. The talks are ridiculous charades. The idea that appealing to the humanity or trying to impose international law, this is all ridiculous. I feel like even talking about it, I'm like somehow contributing to the belief that any of this actually means anything. We can go to clip 17 here. This is what Israel's doing to civilian homes in South Lebanon, an ancient city older than most nations. Let's go to clip 17. There you go. Just again, a beautiful landscape of Lebanon. just being bombed smithereens. Another bombing raid, killing dozens, injuring dozens, killing several innocent Lebanese civilians. Yeah, I mean, it just can't go on that much longer, honestly. Now, interestingly, as you may know, we bombed a lot of the critical infrastructure in Iran. If you go to clip number 9, this was a train bridge that America bombed a few days ago. Go to clip number 9 now. So this is the first train crossing the Yayabad Bridge, following its rapid post-war reconstruction. Now, I went ahead and looked into how we're doing on the Key Bridge in Baltimore. And, folks, we are 70% of the way through the design process, so don't worry. I know it's been 2 years already, but we are almost done finalizing the plans to begin rebuilding it, okay? Does that mean anything to you? I don't know. To me, I think that means a lot. Iran has already rebuilt bridges that have been destroyed in this conflict that's only gone on for 40 days. America has not rebuilt the Key Bridge since it fell over 2 years ago when a ship bumped into it. Right now, the Postal Service just said they're no longer contributing to employees' pensions because of a cash crisis. Trump is talking about severely cutting Medicare, Medicaid, any sort of assistance to the American people. While our roads become undrivable, our neighborhoods unrecognizable, and our border still rather porous, with tens of thousands of H-1Bs running open fraud to scam their way in here. Again, everything that we say about Iran, I wouldn't give a damn if we were doing okay. Just okay. If we were just better than on the trajectory of death, which is what we're on now, go to war with Iran. What do I care? Serve Israel. That's fine. Am I allowed to let my daughter walk to her school, or will she be kidnapped? Can I, you know, afford a tank of gas, or am I walking this week? Like, how can we not manage the most basic fundamental functions of our government? You know what? Actually, I should stop that statement because I was going to say, but we could wage war overseas. Well, apparently we can't even do that. Apparently, the trillions of dollars that we've taken away from the American people, that we have removed from any sort of process that would benefit, uplift, or make more comfortable any single American person, that we have funneled endlessly into the military-industrial complex to enrich some people in Arlington, Virginia, and bomb children overseas, it hasn't even built us a good army. We don't even have the most advanced equipment. So this is the deal. This is the Trump art of the deal, is that you have to suffer, you have to sacrifice, and in return, you get nothing. You get nothing. They'll take your money to give to the military, but the military squanders it or wastes it or it gets stolen. We don't even have a good military. So this is the offer that they're offering us. Hey, look, we can't afford, you know, basic help to the American people. We've got a military to build. You look at the military and it's a cardboard box and some rubber bands. But where'd all that money go? Did all that money go into, you know, investigations to determine which soldiers had a don't tread on me flag so you could subject them to HR indoctrination? It's just everything is so messed up. I don't know how anybody looks at this and doesn't immediately realize we're under attack and this is on purpose.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.